All right. The hype video for the Philadelphia Eagles out today, right before their first game against the Lions. Had to see that before we got out there. You said that you heard an echo in that. Was that?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear an echo.
It was a slight little echo on the intro and on the vid there. It wasn't like a deep echo, but you could hear it slightly, like kind of just repeating.
I didn't hear any of that. No. That's okay.
But now that video is dope though, man. That's I always love the hype video, man.
Oh yeah,
the Eagles hype videos. I think last year it was the Meek Mill one, but this one was just more of just showing you the expectation of playing in that city. That it's just not another city, not another season. For Eagles fans, man, it's a way of life out there, man. This is bird time. So it's always good when the players can feel it. You know what I'm saying? It makes them play better, just like my Chelsea, who has a new coach now. because the standard is so high at Chelsea, the moment you start messing up, no matter what you're, just like Doug Peterson, just like we got rid of Doug Peterson after a Super Bowl, we got rid of Thomas Tuchel after a UEFA championship, man, because the standard is so high. Now, do I think they should have got rid of Tuchel? I'm not really sure on that. But anyway, back to the birds, man. Season opener. It's right there, man. It's all happening today, man. It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on.
I thought it turned into a Chelsea podcast.
Man, I just get something off my chest.
I hear you.
Nah, man, dope video, man. What you think about the intro?
I love the hype video. I love the fact that there's no Meek Mill soundtrack on it, because we could actually play it this year and not have YouTube clip it early from us, so that's always good. I do like the fact that this year has got a lot more of the team aspect with them together in a lot of it. It's showing them hanging out, working out. I had a video that they had recently of all the offensive linemen when they kind of went out camping, which I thought was a really cool deal. I don't know if you noticed a couple of clips in there of the Kelly Green uniforms. Mm-hmm. On Hassan Reddick, it was like okay, where's that coming from? So definitely getting ready for that. So yeah, I mean, this is it is week one of the NFL season, and we're here on the Where Eagles Dare podcast. We're glad you are too, whether you watch us live streaming on YouTube or Facebook Live or Twitch, or if you just get us the regular way through your podcast favorite podcast provider, so you can listen to us on the go. And that's Amazon Music, Podcaster, Castro, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. So we're glad to be here. I am Lee. With me every single week is Tubby. We like to do, during the regular season, what we like to do is do a preseason preview of what's coming up, and then after the game, we like to talk about the recap and see where are these birds going to be. And I hope our recap after this week is a very positive one, because our opponent is, for the first game of the season, is on the road, is at the Detroit Lions. So right now the Eagles are 4-point favorites going into this game. I'm excited. It is, it's a good way to start off the season. Granted, you're on the road, but you're against an opponent that we just totally shellacked last year. And
right. And
the one thing I have to say about this particular opponent is that I think the Lions are about the same as they were last year. Granted, they got a new head coach. But the Eagles have gotten better. The Eagles have definitely gotten better. And I think that is the way the Eagles handled them last year. You hope going into this game, it's going to be more of the same. So, how are your feelings going into this week one matchup? Granted, it's on the road, but, it's the Lions.
I was surprised by the line, that 4-point line. I was like, man, I know they normally give the home team 3 points if you're away. That's kind of like a thing, 2.5 to 3 points. They just, hey, you're home foot advantage. Here's 3 points. So that means the Eagles should win by 6 or 7 points. But I was still a little shocked by that. But maybe this also speaks to the upgrades that, Detroit have made. I love the, we've talked a lot about, you know, how the Eagles offense and defense, you know, people they've brought on. But, you know, Detroit Lions, they brought on some folks too. They brought on DJ Chark,
yep.
Right? They drafted Aiden Hutchinson, right? They, I know Jameis Williams, I know he's going to be out a lot longer, came over with an injury. But, man, you know, I don't know, man. But Miles Sanders, we have a healthy Miles Sanders who is averaging 5.5 yards a carry. So I like that going in there. We ran all over him last year. That's what we did to him. That was the biggest, you know, tone in the game, man. The biggest difference in the game was we just ran up and down the field on him. And then they went out and got Aiden Hutchinson, you know, to try to stop that. Even though his strength is more of a pass rusher. But still, they got some guys out there too, man. I don't want to go through their whole roster. But, so, you know, just off the cuff, man, just I really like the Eagles. You know, good. This is first time. I can't wait to see that first A.J. Brown to Jalen Hurts connection. That's what I'm looking for, looking to see in this game. Looking to see. We know we can run the ball, but I want to see what we can do passing-wise. And I think we should be able to have some success, man. We have a loaded squad. It's probably one of the best Eagles team on paper that we've seen in a long time on paper.
Oh, yeah.
With guys that are coming in with not necessarily strong resumes, but really good resumes. And you just hope that they're coming into a good environment, coming into a good system. That we think is a good system, got us to the, you know, we still learning Nick Sirianni too, right? It's year two. We have a lot to learn about Sirianni. We have definitely a lot to learn about Gannon. I think if anybody is going to be looked at early and often, it's going to be Jonathan Gannon, man, because we have a lot of pieces on that defensive side.
Right.
So we should be able to get it done.
Did you think the spread was too low or too high? Do you think 4 was too much, or do you think it was?
I thought it wasn't enough. You know, compared right. to what they have the Eagles in the Pro Football Focus have the Eagles ranked number 9.
Right, right, right,
right. So you have a top 10 team that doesn't represent a top 10 team spread against a team that you're thinking is going to finish at the bottom. So right. That's why.
I agree. I just want to make sure we're on the same page with that. I think that 6 would have been more adequate. Even a touchdown, you know, should have been a bigger spread. So I think it's a little bit disrespectful to the Eagles. I've been watching a lot of the sports prognosticators. I watch a lot of Good Morning Football and NFL Total Access, and no one's talking about the Eagles, and that's fine. They talk about them a little, but they never do. You know, they talk about the Cowboys ad nauseum. You know, and this year, really, to be honest with you, they're all over the place when it comes to the NFC, who's going to be the best team out of the NFC. I like that. I like that they don't know who the best one is. And they do include the Eagles in the conversation, but they don't necessarily count them as one of the favorites. And that's fine. And this shows in the line that they think that this is going to be a close game. And it could very well be. They've got a new coach who's pumping up the fact that we embarrassed them last year. That's always good bulletin board material. But bulletin board material doesn't win football games. Talent wins football games. And right now, to me, on paper, and you can't be denied, that the Eagles look like the most talented team. And the two guys that are going to head this up, like you mentioned, is our boy Jalen Hurts, QB1, wearing number 1. And, oh, I get to unveil it here. Hold on a sec. I'm not going to turn around and show the Hurts on the back, but yes, New Jersey week for me to get out there and rock the Jalen Hurts. I am going all in this season on Jalen Hurts. I said it earlier in the preseason. I'm behind this guy 100%. We watched him last year. This is his opportunity. So I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I'm going to the game. I'm going to the Lion game. What should I wear? What jersey should I wear? Should I wear A.J. Brown? And I was like, you know, that's the popular one. And then should I wear Miles Sanders? Should I wear Kelsey? I'm like, you know, I'm going to go get that Jalen Hurts jersey. That's the one you've got to be behind. He's the field general. He's our leader. And I'm excited to wear it. I think that's going to be great. I could have wore A.J. Brown. Speaking of him, and we could talk about the connection during the Lions game that we really, really want to see. We want to see these two hook up multiple times and see what Brown can do in an Eagles uniform. We got double ones right there. A.J. Brown, number 11. I like that he hung this over his locker, which is pretty awesome. He put an always open sign over his locker. So we're going to see We're going to see on Sunday if he is always open out there. You know, he's a freakish athlete that can do great things. I just hope he continues to do them for the Eagles. I hope this is one of those free agent signings that turns out to be a really boom for the Eagles. I'm excited to have Brown there.
Nah, no doubt, man. I mean, who wouldn't, man? You know, he's handsomely paid, so he's not coming in with any chip on his shoulder. He's around people that he wants to be around. I mean, he should be a happy receiver right now, you know? Well paid, you're around people that you choose to be around, people that you call your best friend. I would imagine that's a good situation for a man. But, yeah, no. Nah. Yeah, man. I'm rocking the Brian Dawkins today.
I see.
I always try to rock the B-Dawk.
I have like three different Brian Dawkins jerseys. Yeah. So I could have worn that, could have gone with Classic, and there's nothing wrong with that. You go with, yes. I could go Reggie White, but I think for this season, for me, for this game, going to the game, I was like, I got to rock Jalen. I just got it. So I looked up and got it. So it's good to go. Now, one of my other favorite Eagles is pointing out a really good thing this week, to not get complacent, that even though people are recognizing the Eagles as a contender, we can't go ahead and take ourselves too seriously. You still got to go in and beat Detroit. They still got to play the game, and I love hearing that. And that's Jason Kelce that I mentioned. Another person I could have wore their jersey. I don't have one, but I probably should get a Kelce jersey. I mean, for crying out loud. You know, one of those guys that does go down, is going to go down as one of the greatest all-time Eagles ever. I got a bobblehead from the post-Super Bowl suit that he wore. But anyway, this is what Kelce said this week. He said, I don't like comfort. You know, I think comfort is an effing terrible place to be if you're in this league. I know everyone expects us to be Super Bowl champions right now in Philadelphia, and that could happen. But expectations are just that. They are, and then he dropped the F-bomb. And it's true. Everything he says is true. We've been down this road with the Eagles before where we've got a good team on paper. We've had a lot of great teams on paper. And if paper won championships, we would have multiple right now. But we don't. And so that's where it comes into play in this game against the Lions. So now looking at the injury report, not too bad. The Lions really don't have anybody on it. They have Vitae, which is not really a big concern for them. For the Eagles, we've got four, but no one that's out. We had Barnett that was limited in practice with a rib injury. We got Hargrave, which is limited in practice with toe injury. Josiah Scott, who's a backup corner, we don't have to worry about him, limited in hammy. And Miles Sanders, who practiced in full this past Wednesday with another hamstring injury. So he does have a hamstring injury right now, but he did practice in full. He is planning on starting. Kelce's planning on starting. So all the guys are there. No need to really concern ourselves with injuries in first game. This is what comes of in preseason where you play no one. So no injuries.
Yeah, man. It worked out. We're going into the season healthy. Now we just got to make sure that we're sharp. That's it. You know, we haven't had a ton of additions to our offense. So you're really just adding A.J. Brown in. As far as like a major piece, you're really just adding A.J. Brown. It's the defense that has a lot of the new guys on it. But offensively, this should be pretty smooth, man. This should be pretty smooth. We just have to work, like I said. Just work A.J. in the game, and which shouldn't be hard. And we should have an explosive offense, man. I really, you know, because we also, you know, who doesn't get talked about a lot is Dallas Goedert. You know, I mean, we have one of the best tight ends in the league right now. I think he's top five, you know.
Oh, wow, really?
You know, yeah, man. I mean, why not? Like, he had some big drops last year, but he was open. I mean, but he was open. you know, drops come. But he was open, man. There's a reason why Ertz is out of there.
Oh, yeah, and, true.
It wasn't no, we didn't just get rid of Ertz. Ertz kind of lost his spot to Goddard because Goddard could do more. He could block. He'd give you that Kelce. I'm not saying he's the Hall of Famer, Travis Kelce.
Right.
But, man, you know, he has a good rapport with Jalen. And so his numbers are always going to be there. He's always going to be looked at. So yeah, man, Goddard, I looked for him to be a big piece in the offense as well this year, man.
I think you're right. I don't know top five yet. I think he's on the cusp. You know, you got Kelce, Kittle, Edwards, you know, and then you've got Waller. So there's some great tight ends out there, and maybe he fits in at that five spot. I want to see how his chemistry is with Jalen Hurts this year. if it improves, especially with Smith and AJ getting a lot of attention, that could mean a lot of open spots over the middle for Goddard. He's got to make those catches. I do think that, yeah, like you said, offensively, we've lost some players. We lost Rager and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. We really didn't lose them. We thankfully got rid of them. But what we've kept is the heart of the offense. Offensive line looks great. And the defense, we've seen a lot of people come and go. But what we've retained, I think, is a solid core of the defense. One guy that did go, he came back. We talked about it last week. But one guy that did go was Anthony Harris, who Eagles and Harris decided to part ways amicably. They brought him back on the practice squad, but he thinks he has a chance to be a starter somewhere. He didn't want to sit on the bench, so he asked for his release, and that's fine. I mean, I get it. Anthony Harris, one of those guys that could start somewhere. He could. He wasn't what we needed at the time. I'm more happy with Gardner Johnson in that role now. But good luck to Anthony Harris. He sent us out a tweet to thank the Lurie family, teammates, coaches, the entire Eagles organization, entire city of Philadelphia. He was great to be grateful to be an Eagle, and we'll miss him. But we've got so many other players that we have to focus on now on that defense. And our defensive backfield has taken shape with the moves that Howie's made. So we're going to see against this Lions defense and against Amon-Ra St. Brown and against DJ Chark on those wideouts what Bradberry and Slay can do, what our middle guys, Hassan Reddick, Kazir White, can do covering Hockenson at tight end, because it's all on now. We've got starters versus starters. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting game. If you look at the Lions depth chart right here, because we really don't have any stats to look at for the season, you see what they've got. You know, you've got, like we talked about, Amon-Ra St. We've got DJ Chark, DeAndre Swift at running back, splitting carries with Jamal Williams. Goff at quarterback is adequate. I mean, there's a reason he's no longer in LA, but he's not a complete waste of time. Backing him up, a former Eagle, Nate Sudfeld, which is interesting. It'd be funny if Goff went down and Sudfeld had to come in. I'd be licking our chops. Offensive line, you know, decent, not one of the best in the league, but not, you know, Penei Sewell's been around for a while and is very solid at right tackle. So a lot to look at there. Defensively, to me, for the Lions is where it gets kind of sketchy. I mean, take a look at their starters on defense and then tell me, you know, what you think of this lineup. I've watched football for a very long time, but other than Hayden Hutchinson, who's a rookie, and Michael Brockers has been out there at defensive tackle, I don't know any of these names. I don't know a lot of these people. Now, maybe you do if you live in Philly and you're a Philly fan, but Tracy Walker at safety, a strong safety, Deshaun Elliott, free safety, your corners are Waye and Jeff Okuda. I don't know who that is. I watched them during preseason when they had their starters in against Atlanta, of all teams in Atlanta, and yeah, they were playing against Tua and in that group, or Mariota, sorry, Tua's in Miami, but Mariota's in there, and it made Mariota look like he's ready to start again. This defense did in the preseason game I watched, which made me feel really good going into week one when I'm looking at this. But does this defense inspire any fear in you as far as going into this game against the
line? Man, I think only recognize one guy on there, and that was probably Will Harris. And they have him as the backup. I think Jeff Okuda, I think I've seen his name around before. I think I've seen him before. I think he may have played there last year as well, too. But other than that, man, you're right, man. Besides their top pick in the draft, I have no clue who these guys are.
Yeah.
I hope they all make a name for themselves against the Eagles. It doesn't jump out at you at all, man. The Lions don't scare you on paper. The Eagles do, but we know it all has to be played
exactly
on the football field.
Yeah, I don't want to get too cocky, but I think offensively the Eagles could have a very good day unless this no-name defense turns out to be spectacular. You know, if you look at the offense going in, we've talked about the depth chart for the Eagles all off season, and we don't really need to talk about it anymore. But we're solid wide receiver wise, starting wise, without a doubt. You got Zach Pascal as our fourth wide receiver. You got AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and Quez as our three wide receivers. Zach Pascal probably playing in a four wide receiver set, could be playing slot. Goddard, we mentioned that. Our offensive line, I mean, come on, going into game one, you know, Mailata, Dickerson, Kelsey, Samalu, and Johnson as our starting line. We got Cam Jerkins and Suo Peta backing them up. Andre Dillard's got put on the IR, so he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. But look at that offense. It's the one thing I'm concerned, and we talked about it, is a little bit that they didn't go out and get anybody at running back. But one of the things I saw today on one of the social media sites was a video on Miles Sanders when he's healthy. When Miles Sanders is healthy, he could be one of the best backs in the league, one of the, at least, you know, top 10. You know, he may not be a Jonathan Taylor, but he can definitely run the ball, and Scott too. And with the offensive line like it is, going against that defense, I think that Miles Sanders could have a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Miles Sanders going, matching up against the Lions defense?
Well, I don't know those guys. Like I said, so it's kind of up in the air, but like we talked about, like I said earlier, you know, about Aiden Hutchinson, he's a pass rusher. So he's going to be trying to get off the ball, trying to get around Mailata. I don't know if they switch him a lot. I don't know if he played both sides, left and right. In Michigan, I don't know, or he just kind of stayed to one side. So it's going to be him versus probably Mailata.
Yep.
That should be a hell of a matchup, man. And, back to Sanders, like we mentioned earlier, man, when healthy, last year he averaged 5.5 yards a carry, you know, on the number one rushing team in the NFL. So, and one of his big games came against the Lions last year. So at Detroit, I can't believe we're back-to-back Detroit.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times where we played on the road at Seattle back-to-back in two straight seasons, and I'm like, what's going on? When do we get a home game against these guys? But frankly, I would rather play them on the road and then play a home game against a tougher opponent. Not that I'm trying to rag on the Lions. It's just that I'd rather, if I'm going to play the Lions and then you tell me I got to play one of the tougher teams like Arizona that are at home, right. I'll take that home game. But yeah, we'll see.
100%.
Yeah, you know, it's Miles, like you said, he's 5 yards a carry. I think our biggest gripe about Miles last season was he wasn't getting the ball enough until the second half of the season. Then he had the hand injury, and so it kind of spiraled a little bit, and we had him in and out. I think we need a fully healthy Miles Sanders all year round to make this a great season. So just real quick, looking at the Eagles defense, we've talked about this all offseason. I am excited to see these guys go. I am stoked to see this, all of these starters on defense get a shot. I even like some of our backups. I like Sean Bradley, N'Kobe Dean, backup linebackers. I like Josh Joby, Avante Maddox at corner, backing him up. We got Kevon Wallace is a safety backup. Even Zach McPherson's coming along. I mean, Jordan Davis is on our bench. This whole squad, first and second string, it really excites me. A lot of the second string could go and maybe beat the Lions. So I got to love that. I mean, I can't get as stoked as I am about this game. I'm glad I'm going. I wish you were there with me. I got a Cowboy fan friend of mine that's going, unfortunately, but that's going to take your seat. But that's okay.
Nah, man, I wish I could make it, man. I mean, man, going to an Eagles game is – I was at the top of my list of good things that I like to do. So, man, that sucks. But happy for you, man. At least you get to go, you know, September 11th in Detroit. You know, they're going to have all the pomp and circumstance, before, you know, all of that beforehand. And it should be crazy, man. It should be pretty crazy, man. My brother's actually going to the game tonight. I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because he's out there in L.A. He's a Rams fan.
That's cool.
He's supposed to be going to the game tonight. I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be at work. But I'll try to catch it, you know, in between customers or whatever. So I have it up on my phone or something. I'll have it up playing. Watch it. Watch every snap. And I'm like, man, that's a game I want to watch the whole game. Man, that should be that's game of the week, man. I mean, Bills versus Rams. You know, you have – what's his name? Guy from Seattle. Speaking of Seattle,
You talking about Wagner? Like, you talking about Wagner? Wagner coming over for the Rams. Wagner. Yeah, definitely.
Have Bobby Wagner and Aaron Donald on the same defense?
Yeah, Von Miller last year until he left. But you know,
no doubt.
Yeah,
Von Miller is a legend as well.
Yeah,
but Bobby Wagner. I mean, jeez.
So do you have the Rams?
Like,
do you have
the Rams? All captains when it comes to linebackers, man.
Do you have the Rams going tonight then?
You know, I don't really, who do I have? I don't know. You get my sheet though?
I don't know. Just for those who don't know, Tubby and I are in a picks game. We covered the picks game last year. We will be doing that on a separate broadcast. We're going to do our picks and our fantasy segments separately, just so we can give you guys more content throughout the week. So that'll be special episodes that we're going to try to bring to you on usually Thursday, and our game preview will usually be Wednesdays. But we had to shift things around for scheduling this week. So I don't know who you sent, but we are going to.
I have it right here.
Oh, you do? Who you got?
I have Buffalo.
Okay, good. I have Buffalo too, so that makes it easier. I think the main reason Buffalo is that it's one of those games coming in Thursday night that they just finished a hair's breadth away from going to the conference championship with that crazy game against Kansas City. It was going to be the last person to have the ball. And I think that it's one of those teams that they fell short. I think they're going to come in with a lot to prove. I think there may be a little bit of a hangover for the Rams. Who's to say? They're home. They're unveiling. That also gives you a little bit of energy. No one knows. This picks are going to work out. But, the Buffalo given 3 is kind of one of those. I think a lot of people are taking Buffalo when we could all be wrong. But that's going to be – I'm with you. I am stoked that we get some real NFL football tonight. I am set my whole day around this, doing the podcast today and then coming back tonight. And then, like I said, I'm on the road Sunday to go see the Eagles at the Lions. And fired up, man. Totally fired up. I can't wait. So that being said, there's somebody who's no longer an Eagle that we need to discuss real quick. And that's going into our segment that I love, which is...
Hell to the no, to the no, 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 no. Hell no, no, to the no, no. Hell,
yeah, that doesn't look right.
No, no, to the no, no.
Yeah, that doesn't look right at all. But it is what it is, and we're going to talk about it right now on Hell to the Gnaw, one of my favorite segments. If you can't see the screen, because you're one of our regular podcast listeners, it will be our screenshot for the podcast episodes for this week, and it is Jason Peters in a Cowboys jersey. Now, this is, of course, Photoshop, but still, it doesn't look right. But what I love about this, I don't know if you saw the interview that they were giving him when he was... when he was signing his contract, and they were saying, you said a lot of things about the Cowboys over the years. You told them about they were a bunch of a-holes with just swagger and nothing else. They're arrogant a-holes is what he used to say. And he was like, no, I probably should have said swagger. They've got a lot of swag. So he was walking back all the stuff he said about the Cowboys. Because they remember that stuff. When you're an Eagles fan, you're going to say a lot of stuff. And, yeah, he said some stuff. So, yeah, I love this meme because it's got Jason Peters with the word bubble saying, arrogant, I meant swagger. Swagger's what it is. So, yeah, he signed 40 years old, and he's still playing offensive line. He's bigger than ever, and I mean that literally. He's huge, and I don't know how his knees can hold up his body weight. I don't know. But Cowboys need him. They have the lineman that went down. That went for them, was it Tyron Smith that went down? Injury? Yeah, so they had to have somebody. Now, he's going to start on the practice squad and work his way up into the lineup. But I bet you they'll rush him up if they need some line help. We'll see how things go this weekend and see that if he doesn't get pushed into the lineup really quick.
I mean, if Peters hasn't been in camp, there is no way he is in game shape. Look, yeah. I get it. You're a Hall of Fame tackle. Like, I get it. But, you're 40 years old and you're your heaviest you've been. You had problems when you went through camp and when you were in better shape than you are now. I'm not convinced that a 40-year-old Jason Peters with his history of injuries can just walk off, can just leave his couch, just come onto the NFL and just block some of these great defensive ends that are out there. And it's a lot of defensive ends that are out there that he had a lot of trouble with. Man, he couldn't block Jordan Davis right now. Young.
Oh, yeah, no. Young,
straight out of college. Mm-hmm. You're going to come off your couch and think you can block Jordan Davis? You're out of your mind. It don't work that way. I'm serious.
Like, I know. I agree.
These guys have been putting in work. You think you can block any of the Bosas or the Watts? You know what I'm saying? No. They'll destroy. No. So
we saw it. We saw it. How many false starts he had because he's trying to get a jump, holding calls when he in his last year with the Eagles, the unreliability, we're playing only three games because he's injured half the time, taking himself out of games. But what was making me laugh was that you kept saying, coming right off his couch. And all I had was this visual in my head of Jason Peters trying to get up off his couch and kind of rolling side to side, grabbing onto the armrest. And then when he gets up, there's this groove just embedded.
You processed all of that.
As soon as you said get up off the couch, that visual instantly went into my head, and I just started to laugh because I'm like, I love Jason Peters in his prime, but you've known me for a long time. The last few years, I was like, we got to get somebody in there to replace him because he was becoming a liability, and it's great that we've got Jordan Mailata now, who is solid. So I wouldn't take Jordan Mailata over Peters in his prime. I'm not that crazy. I'm just saying that we've had to move on because of age. Cowboys have a need. It is what it is. He's probably the best available right now. I know they don't expect him to be an all-pro, but they just need somebody to fill that gap that's experience, and they'd rather have experience than youth, and that's fine. So good luck.
There's no way.
Good luck. I don't see it. Another – yeah, go ahead.
I was this is kind of off topic, not off topic, but so we're talking about running backs a little earlier, man. I think that Trey Sermon can very well be the starting running back by the end of the season.
Really?
I'm gonna just leave that there. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's a hard committee to jump due to injuries, man. And he's a hard runner, and we have a hard blocking line that's why Jordan Howard had so much success last year. I think he's like a Jordan Howard type of back. Like that's like just my logic behind it. Like Jordan Howard type of back. I think he can come in here, and if he's healthy, I think he can jump over all those guys.
Wow. That's big problem. I agree with his ability, and I think it's a big signing. I don't know why he was waived by the 49ers, maybe just didn't fit in their system. You know, Elijah Mitchell is entrenched, and maybe they just gave him an opportunity, just didn't fit into what they were trying to do. So we'll see. I think he has a lot of chemistry with Hurts. So I think coming out of the backfield, being able to do things that way, I think we'll get him noticed, just like Boston does, Boston Scott when he comes in off the bench. I'm hoping we don't end up having a lot of injuries to our running backs, but it's the one position that I'm kind of worried about on the offense, like we've said. So we'll see how it goes. Another kind of hell to the gnaw this week is really just a bad take, which I thought was really funny, that I just figured we'd share real quick. And this came from Stephen A. Smith, which he was literally on First Take a couple of days ago and said that Jalen Reagor has something to prove this year alongside A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And he's literally said this days after Reagor was traded to the Minnesota Vikings. So apparently Stephen A. is not keeping up with what's going on in Philadelphia. He's he's worried about other things. Like his receding hairline.
Look, when it comes to Stephen A., Stephen A. is a basketball guy. These guys try to mix in football, but all they want to talk about is LeBron because that's what brings the ratings. If you look at any show, no matter the season they're talking about, they will figure out a way to put LeBron's name on every. So that's why I don't even watch them anymore. I don't watch any of them because they're just redundant. Just LeBron, 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 LeBron. I love LeBron. I'm a Miami Heat fan. He won me two championships. I'm a huge LeBron James fan. But, no matter what season it is, if it's football season, it's always LeBron season. So, so they're so busy worried about other things that he would never even take the time to actually figure out what's going on in football. All he knows is he needs to just make hot takes against the Cowboys, and that's it. And that's enough for a whole show. I'll just come on, make hot takes about the Cowboys, say ridiculous things, antics, and then there we go. These guys don't pay attention to football that. It's just the most popular sport in America, so you have to put it in there. You have to put it in your segments. But if you can let these teams, they would just talk about basketball all year long, 100%. So they make these mistakes all the time. Stephen A. makes mistakes all the time when it comes to football. Because he doesn't know football. So I'm not even surprised that he made this mistake. I say all that to say that. I'm not surprised.
I don't know if it's a reflection of just the lack of the national media to even look at the Eagles or what you said. And I agree, it's a little bit of both. I think he probably knows everything about the Cowboys that he knows about, even though he's not a fan, or exactly. The big name teams like the Rams, he knows a lot of that. But Philly slips under the radar. And I'll be 100% honest, I don't know everything about those teams other than Philadelphia. I can tell you, I can go down the line on our depth chart and name the first and second string offensive and just about everybody on our team. I know who's injured. I know who's not. I don't know everybody. Like we talked about with the Lions, looking at the Lions depth chart today, who are these people? I don't know any of them. I've never seen them before, right. You know, except for a few. And so it's like, what do we get into for that? But it is still, when you're a national member of the media, to not realize that somebody that you're talking about has been traded. Yeah. I find that funny. So
even
your
staff let you do it. They wrote up the. They let you. I mean, it's so many letdowns here. Somebody in his staff could have said, "You want me to do a slide for what?"
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm just going to type it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because I'm sure a lot of people knew in that chain before it got up on that screen that Jalen Reagor
and maybe was no
longer. Somebody plays fantasy football. You know, even if you're not a big hardcore football guy, but right. If you play fantasy football and you constantly looking through names and waiver wires year after year, you just learn the players. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So somebody knew. Now, Jalen Reagor was no longer on the Philadelphia Eagles, and they still let it go up. But
somebody was pissed at Stephen A. for something. It was like, yeah, I'm not gonna tell him.
Absolutely.
But it is what it is. So, you know, it's week one. I can't believe it's already here. It seemed like we just wrapped up the podcast. You know, we did some off-season stuff, but this is real. This is here. And so it starts now. It starts with the Eagles at the Lions. And my hope is that when we come back next week to discuss, that it will be a lot happier. I don't want to have to deal with another season like we did last year, where we had to constantly go, what's going on, until things turned around. I love the part that turned around, don't get me wrong. But that first few weeks of last season was not a lot of fun. So this year, with the opponents that we have going to get started, I want to see this team get on a roll and start putting the doubters to shame and to rest. So, speaking of upcoming games that we got, week two, right after this one, they get a little bit of a long week because it's a Monday night game. Vikings coming to the Eagles, a rematch of the 2017 NFC Championship game. This is a very good team in the Vikings. It is. You can't deny it. They've got a good defense, but their offense is solid. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, they're ready to go. You know, Kirk Cousins, some can be debated on his skill, but he can't be debated that during the regular season he throws for a lot of yards. That's going to be a fun game. We will preview that here on the Where Eagles Dare podcast. And then after that, they go on the road the following Sunday in week three to pay a visit to the newly branded Washington Commanders and their new quarterback, former Eagle, Carson Wentz, if he's the starter by week three. I had to throw that in there. He may not be. Could be Heinicke. I'm just saying, either injury or something.
You're right. It could be for any reason. Yeah, remember last year he was in. Remember last year he was on the injury report for his hands.
Yes.
Or was it his ankles or something? I think it was his hands.
I thought. Yeah, he had some weird injuries last year.
Hands.
Yeah.
Like, was what? He can show up on the injury report for just about anything. So you're right, man. You know, until Carson Wentz clears this up, this injury stuff up, you know, it's going to be laughable. There's going to be doubters. There's a reason why Carson was the second pick, right? Goff was first.
Right.
And Carson Wentz was second. So, I mean, this is a number two overall pick on his third team in 3 years.
And they're excited. They're excited to get him. But I think they think they're getting the 2017 wins. I think they do. They haven't really been watching a lot of film. They didn't watch. I mean, he had some decent moments with Philly after the injury, but not many. He was under the gun a lot. And granted, our offensive line wasn't as good back then. But last year, he was with Indy with a good offensive line, a great running back, and he just wouldn't put up the numbers. And there's a reason why they went out and got Matt Ryan in free agency and let Carson go. There's a big reason. It's they said that this guy can't be our guy. So Washington's got to temper that. Now, until they play the games, we're not going to know. Maybe this is a wake-up call for Carson and he does well. I hope not. I was wishing him lots and lots of luck when he was with Indianapolis, but I don't wish him that much luck with Washington. And nobody in the NFC East, you're not going to get any of my love. Probably nobody in the NFC is a former Eagle can get my love. I'm telling you, Jason Peters, I don't wish him the best because I want him to get trucked every single down while he's playing for the Cowboys. It's just the way it is. Yeah, probably. But it is what it is, and we've got a lot to look forward to in the season. Real quick, as we get into this, we went through the season preview of and did our record predictions. But now, after the preseason, after the draft, and looking at our schedule like we have, where do you see the Eagles at the end of the regular season? Do you see them as NFC East champs? Do you see them as what seed in the NFC? Where do you see them right now? And I'll match up with what I'm thinking.
I'll say the Eagles will, if the Eagles will win the NFC East, if they're healthy. I don't think they can do it without a healthy team. I know that's people say that's obvious, but you know, the way they play Jalen Hurts, man, if he takes too many hits, he can be out. And Gardner can only get you but so far, man. We even seen that in the preseason. He just dink and dunk, and then he'll make like a huge mistake at some point. Like some point in the drive, there'll be like an errant throw or errant, just that one play that gives the ball right back. So I'm holding my breath, man, when it comes to Jalen Hurts. So I think they can finish 12-5 this year. I think they can win the NFC East. Looking at the schedule, it's not a terrible schedule.
No, we went down the schedule.
It's not a terrible schedule. So yeah, man. And with that offense going into the second year, I have a little more confidence in it. And I just hope that all we have to do is mix AJ Brown in there, 12-5. We win probably a little close one towards the end of the season with Dallas for the NFC East title. Yeah, man. I see the Eagles going about 12-5.
I should have gone first because I had 12-5 as well in my head. And again, it goes back to, I think we can afford a few injuries, especially defensively, maybe a couple, not to our corners, but a couple around the defensive line, linebacker, we could kind of get away with. But the biggest injury, like we talked about last week, is if Jalen goes down. If Gardner comes in, he's adequate. I think that, but we don't win as many games. We said it last week. I know people are high on Gardner, but I think it's just because they're anti-Jalen and whatever. We've got two factions in Philadelphia right now. I honestly think 70% of the Eagles fans are behind Jalen, want to see Jalen do good, and you've got this small faction. And mostly this 30% are just Philly haters for the get-go. They just, nothing they do is right. And, you know, and I've been that way. I can get very, pretty negative on the Eagles. I'm not going to lie. But right now, all in, if Jalen stays healthy, and we keep this team together. Offensive line is just, it's one of the best in the league. I don't see how this team doesn't meet that 12-5 record and doesn't become either the second or third seed in the NFC and get a home field game, win a playoff game, and then after that, who knows? I don't want to go all the way and say Super Bowl. This team still has a lot of gelling to do together, but I think right now they're on the right path. I think Sirianni's got them on the right path. Another key, before we get too deep into it, is coaching. And Sirianni's got to put the best game plan out there. We saw a little bit what he had last year. Was pretty decent for a first-year head coach, I got to admit. Gannon, not sold on, but we got to see what he can do with a really good stable of excellent athletes at every position. Can he get the most out of that defense and not just play bend but don't break? If he plays bend but don't break, then we're not going to get a lot of time of possession. We talked about this last season. We're not going to get a lot of time of possession, and we're going to struggle. So that's what it is. I think it's going to be a good year, and I'm glad that you'll be here with us on the Where Eagles Dare podcast to share it each and every week, whether you watch us on YouTube, Facebook Live, or Twitch. We're glad you're a subscriber to one of those platforms. If you're not, make sure you go there or subscribe so you always get notified when we go live. We're going to try to get a regular set schedule this season, but sometimes that isn't possible. So if you subscribe to those, then you'll know when we're always going live and you can catch our show. Otherwise, you can catch us on any of the podcast providers. And we mentioned them earlier. It's Spotify, Apple Music. We're also on Amazon Music, Podcaster, Castro, many, many others, Stitcher. So if we're not on your favorite, let us know and we'll try to get on there. So you can email us whether you got questions, comments, you want to tell us we stink, that's cool too. You want to tell the Eagles suck, we'll tell you the Cowboys suck. It's great. We'll go back and forth. You can email us at lead.bird, that's B-Y-R-D, eaglesdare@gmail.com. Week one is here. We're pumped. Got some football tonight. It's going to be a great weekend. So I'm going to turn it over for Tubby for his final words.
As always, man, appreciate y'all stopping by. Lee and Tubby, Where Eagles There podcast, man. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
And go Birds. Beat the Lions. We'll see you next week. Actually, I'm going to pause right there. We will see you tomorrow for our brand new picks and fantasy football segment that we're going to do right here on YouTube Live. So we're going to do that sometime tomorrow. Not sure exactly what time. Probably sometime midday, just so we can knock it out before the weekend gets going. So be sure to tune in for that and get your fantasy football advice as well as our picks for going into the NFL Week 1 season. We'll see you then.